PolitiFact Virginia checks the facts of claims made by Virginia politicians. And every Tuesday morning at this time, we meet with one of the reporters at PolitiFact Virginia, a unit of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And today, Jacob Geiger is joining us to talk about a couple of the recent PolitiFact findings. Hello, Jacob.
Good morning, Wayne.
We're going to talk, first of all, about a statement made by Senator Jim Webb recently. He was more in the news just recently, of course, by announcing he wasn't going to seek another term. But he also made a statement that the war in Iraq was a major factor in blowing, quote, the top of the price of oil, blowing off the top of the price of oil. You checked on the facts on that, and was he right or not?
Well, this statement was made during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing where Webb was speaking or questioning the ambassador to Iraq and the U.S. commander in Iraq currently. He's based his comments in large part on some work by Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize-winning economist at Columbia University. And Stiglitz has written in the Washington Post that he thinks the war in Iraq has added at least $10 per barrel to the price of oil. Now, Webb, though, went on to note that back before the war, oil prices were around $25 to $30 a barrel, and they went as high in 2008 as $140 a barrel. Those were the days of that $4 a gallon gas that I'm sure most of us remember.
Yeah.
Since there has been that really big increase, and since we're back towards $100 a barrel right now, we wanted to see if there were additional explanations for this major run-up in cost and in price over the last 8 years. And the refrain we kept hearing from experts on both sides of the political spectrum were that rising demand from China, India, and other developing economies is really the key here, and that's what led to such a tight market without much excess capacity and the higher prices both in 2007, 2008, and again today. Now, we found that global demand for oil has increased by 7.6 million barrels per day, roughly a 10% increase over the past decade. Iraq, in contrast, only produces 2.4 million barrels a day. So given the critical role of China and these other developing economies in setting the cost of oil, we thought the statement about Iraq and the war there blowing the top off the price was only barely true.
Just barely true on the truth of media.
Yes, because it certainly did have an impact, but it, to say that it was solely Iraq totally discounts the rise of China and its oil-driven economy.
Okay, closer to home, Mayor Dwight Jones in his State of the City address said, quote, overall, we currently have $981 million, almost $1 billion in active development projects right here in the city of Richmond. Now, you kind of questioned that total figure, almost $1 billion in active development, so you checked it out. What did you find?
Well, we wanted to look into this because it is obvious there is a ton of development going on in Richmond. Anyone who drives around downtown or other parts of town can see that. The stats were compiled for the mayor by the city's development office, and these figures include both public projects, such as a proposal for a new medical school building at VCU and MCV, as well as private projects such as, you know, new apartment developments in Chaco Bottom. Now, there are also some projects using a mix of public and private money. One example of that would be the new wing at the Fine Arts Museum. The big problem in the mayor's statement is that this number is including many projects that have already been completed in the last 9 to 6 months. Among the finished projects are the Art Museum expansion, which cost about $150 million, and $63 million for the Williams Mullen Tower that opened up in June downtown. There are also several smaller projects opened during the summer and fall that the mayor was still counting as active. So when you exclude all the projects that are completed right now, the number of current or planned development deals fell to about $730 million, so 25% below what the mayor cited in his speech. And so no doubt there have been a lot of successful development projects in the recent years, and there are still a lot going on, but the mayor's number is not right, and it paints a bigger picture than what currently exists. So we went ahead and also gave this one a barely true rating.
Barely true on the truth-o-meter. Sticking point being mainly that word active, I take it.
Yes, that was that was the key, and it just didn't seem to make sense to us to be counting the Fine Arts Museum as an active project. You know, it's certainly an exciting one and seems to be a successful one, but it's been hosting guests for over 9 months now. It's not like it just had a ribbon cutting last week.
Right. Okay, thanks to Jacob Geiger of PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We talk each Tuesday morning at this time with one of the fellows at PolitiFact Virginia on the latest findings on the Truther Meter. Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, Wayne.